When decades of government repression have been utterly dashed since Eritrea last UPR cycle. Since then, the Eritrean authorities maintain an iron grip on the citizens at home through egregious rights violations, while abroad the Eritrean forces carry out heinous crimes during the conflict in Ethiopia Tigray region. We regret that Eritrea did not support recommendations to end its abusive indefinite military service. The authorities continue to channel thousands of young people, some still children, into military training while in high school. It has conducted mass conscription drives, punishing families of alleged evaders through ruthless home evictions and detention of elderly relatives. We regret that Eritrea did not support recommendations calling for an end to arbitrary arrest, including incommunicado detention and forced disappearances, of which countless Eritreans, including government officials and journalists, have been victims for decades. Authorities continue to detain people of unrecognized faiths purely for their religious beliefs. Some such detainees have died in detention over the last 4 years. We welcome attention to the issue of torture and ill-treatment of detainees during Eritrea's review, as many prisoners languish in former and informal prisons with overcrowding, inadequate food, water, and medical care. This council should actively follow up on the recommendations relating to war crimes and other crimes against civilians, including Eritrean refugees committed by Eritrean forces in Ethiopia Tigray region, including mass killing, sexual violence, pillage, and abductions. Impunity for these atrocities and abuse at home is the norm and is emboldening perpetrators. This council also has a responsibility to follow up on recommendations relating to Eritrea cooperation with the Human Rights Council and its special rapporteur on Eritrea. The country's membership of this council comes with responsibility in that regard. Thank you.
Gracias, Tiran.
Thank you. I give the floor to the Center for International Trade and Development.